Okay, so they are in order of percentages. They are 5 to 5.5 to 6, cause 759. So screw it, it's close enough. What the bang? This is what happens. I am Ross. I have no Ian. I have no special guest. So all on my own with my own decisions that I'm following through on, I am attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. The plan, and it's not like an elaborate plan or anything like that. I went into the closet and we've had some things in there that have probably been in there for maybe too long. And this has come up more than once recently. So I'm like, okay. It's time to just get rid of some stuff that there wasn't really much else to compare it to. One of them, there was things to compare it to. I just didn't get around to it. So there's just, these are the things that I worry have probably spent just enough time in there. There's water in this cup. That's bad. I know. I'll put it in the other cup that I was filling up. Also, I was planning on wearing my nice thematic t-shirt, but since no one can see it, doesn't matter. There are no criteria or comparison that we're looking at tonight. It's just beers that were in there. So the first one is the funny one because it's a summer ale. This is the Propeller Brewing Company has their Stone Fruit Summer Ale. And in fact, when I look it up, they don't have, they had a Stone Fruit Blonde Ale, which might have been this one, and it does say sold out, so that's on track. But this is in a 355 milliliter can, and what it says on it, this bright and refreshing blonde ale is highly drinkable and infused with flavors of apricot, peach, and mango. This thirst-quenching brew offers a light golden color and lively carbonation for a crisp finish. Not many beers talk about its carbonation, so I'm wondering if that's overcompensating for something. So that was what's on the can. There was an additional sentence on the website, but it does give a bit more information because it literally says stone fruit summer ale. It definitely says summer ale on my can. It says blonde ale on the website. So I'm wondering if, I don't know, something was lost in translation. Maybe they made a few cans of it and then they said, oh, wait, Jeremy, did you write summer ale or blonde ale on all those cans? And, you know, intern Jeremy is all, they told me to put summer ale on it because it was for all the summer ales. Oh, damn it, Jeremy, we said blonde ale. I'm pretty sure we said blonde ale. So as with most management, did not take the fall for that. Just a quick little sip out the top of that, and holy cow, summery, peach, apricot, and mango. Yeah, mostly mango, but that's happening. Here's the other worst part, and this has happened to us way too many times to mention, is when I drink something, and I say, this is really good, and then the follow-up is, it's unavailable, you can't get this anymore. Tough darts, I'm talking with a weird voice, and here's where we're going. The other fallback is I decided to get rid of three because there's a lot in there we need to get rid of, and I felt that since it's just me and talking and drinking beer, I hopefully won't get too far off topic, and I will still be able to squeeze in three in the time it usually takes us to drink two, because Ian starts talking, I start talking, we both start talking about each other's stories and plans. I would probably tell Ian about my adventures this past weekend. I was presenting for a group that raises money for the IWK, but I was at Halcon all weekend. Very nerdy, well, not a very nerdy, the comic fantasy convention. So it's not like, it's not technically a sci-fi convention, even though there's a big robot on the logo for it, so there's not so much like, you kind of think that you're going to run into a bunch of Trekkies, and holy cow, Star Wars stuff, I mean, the, not resurgence, but popularity of The Mandalorian, I saw a lot of Mandalorians there, and they're all kind of thematically Mandalorian. You can get helmets with cat ears and stuff on them, so it's all really cool, but My favorite way of describing it is, especially for fantasy nerds, it's a very let your freak flag fly kind of convention. And what always impresses and makes an impression upon me is nothing seems different until you start walking around and you're like, something's different and you can't quite understand. And I finally figured it out last year. You're walking around watching people who spend most of their lives with their head down and their shoulders hunched, trying to avoid being detected. But there is a confidence of, I am here, I am among my peers, I am dressed up as this obscure anime character that only five other people will know about, but all five of them are in this room. So there's just there's something better than confidence. There's got to be a better word for that. It's lack of fear. So somewhere in between the two, but everyone's just walking around like comfort. It is such a comfortable place to go and hang out. No one's staring. No one's calling each other nerds. No one's yelling out Poindexter. No one's, playing pranks on each other. I grew up a video game nerd in the years just before being a video game nerd were cool. Anyway, this smells so fruity. I really hope this is going to taste the way it smells. Wow. It says it bursts with fruit flavors, and it doth burst. There is some bursting flavor going on there. Bright and refreshing. Yeah, this thirst-quenching brew offers a light golden color. I mean, yeah, they're light golden color. Lively carbonation. We've had this around since the first iteration of the can when it said summer ale on it before they got the intern to change it over. So it could have lost a little bit of taste, but wow, this is awesome. We didn't like a whole lot of their other summer ales. I didn't think they didn't make an impression, but this one for sure. One of these years, millennia, we definitely have to get Propeller on here because I wouldn't know where to start. There's so much. We've had so many things from Propeller. Yeah. I would not know where to start because even here in the year round in the seasonals. So the year round section, the Galaxy, the IPA. I think we've done the Pilsner. Don't remember if we've done the DIPA yet. The ESB, yes. And I think we did Prime Lager, and I don't think we did the Mosaic. But in the seasonals, Leviathan, so we're past five, so the next five, Revolution, Imperial Stout, Flat White Stout we did, the Black Bear Dark Lager we did, Pumpkin Spiced Ale we did the year two ago, this one, the Prickly Pear, the Limelight Light Lager, did we drink that or is that still in there? I'm not sure. We had the Onyx one night. The London Style Porter, Dark Mild English Style. So many of these are sold out, but I love how they're all still there. And craft cocktails and non-alcoholic. Can I say, my introduction to Propeller, I was... Before I was 19? I don't know, but I had their cream soda and their root beer, and I love both of those things. The Imperial Stout is only 8%, but the Leviathan Triple IPA is... a 10%. That's intriguing to me. Some of them are available just in the single can, but others are available, just saying they're available in four packs. Yeah, so in packs of things. Why can't you buy a pack of pumpkin spice ale? I think that's what I did before. I do still have a couple of those left. Speaking of Halcon, I went into... So Garrison seems to have the... I want to say contract or exclusivity to the beer room for Halcon. So you have to go in and show your ID. You gotta be old. You gotta look old and be old to get into the Garrison room. And they had it was six or seven, I think, on tap. They had the Tall Ship. They had what was on tap? Honestly, I wonder if I could look it up. Halcon 2024. Why is this big thing right in my way? I'm going to look it up. Here we go. Halcon 2024 Garrison. One of the things that they had, though, was... Oh, there's vendor schedules and events. Food court, demo stage. Garrison the Bronze is in G10 something or other. So I guess they didn't really say what was going to be there, so I will go over to the Garrison Brewing Brewery section, and I will try to remember all the things that they had that were on brew crew store. See, there's a beer, and then there's a store. I don't think the Hefeweizen was even there. The Tall Ship, which I think is their lager? I don't know. I don't really like the Tall Ship. I don't really like the Hoppy Buoy. Was it the Hold Fast Pale Ale? And they had the Georgia Peach, which is, it's okay. And then, yeah, their iced tea and their vodka sodas and whatnot. So if they had the Juicy Double IPA, would have had that. If they had the Irish Red, would have had that. If they had the Nut Brown, would have had that. I think Pucker Up was on. No, the Mango Dragon Fruit Sour was on. But the main one that was on there, they had the Oh My Gourd Pumpkin Ale. So basically every time we went in there, because they didn't have anything else that I liked, anything dark or anything kind of, nothing that wasn't just a standard IPA. The Juicy Double IPA, what I drank a whole bunch of. I don't know why my nose was running, but it just is. But the Oh My Gourd, which was apparently not in our LCs, unless it sold out really fast, but luckily there was enough of it down at Halcon. I had many over the weekend. I think we had a couple on Friday, a couple on Saturday. I was there for 3 days, and I looked at the other stuff, and I said, maybe I'll have something different. No, I will have the pumpkin ale, because for every other pumpkin ale that we tried this year, which was, I think, just two, did I? Maybe I just got one of the Nine Locks ones for myself, but the main thing was they were just too spicy and didn't have that pumpkin pie, that sweetened flavor to it. So the Oh My Gourd, oh, was a very, very good balance. It is like, if I were to give it anything, it would be a 9.5 for that. Speaking of 9.5s, this summer ale, this super duper, and maybe it's not super duper. Are they saying it is a super duper, it says it bursts with tropical stone fruit flavors. Yeah. And it, thirst quenching? Heck yes. The smell, I wish they would say the smell on it, because the smell on it is the best part. But they go on about the color and the carbonation for a crisp finish. It is hoit. This is really good. This is outstanding for summer ale. I think for the summer ales that we had in the last little while, this is definitely my favorite. That is so good. Could you sit down and session that? Yes. If I had many, like a six pack of those cans, I could have one of those. Because what I do, since my lawn is big-ish, it sounds a little humble braggy, but my lawn just takes me a long time to mow. So take from that what you will. We've got a bit of a big lawn, but I'm mostly just slow and out of shape. So I do the front part and a little side, and that takes about an hour. And then I do the middle bit, kind of around, and all the finicky bits. That takes about an hour. And then the whole big back bit takes an hour. So after every hour, I kind of stop. Hey, maybe I have a beer while I'm stopped and kind of paused in between the two. And usually, it's a Toller Gold, and it's a 5%. So this being a 5%, I would have this. So we'll see. Honestly, I'm just going to have to pay attention to what's going on with the summer ales next year. Get some favorites out of it. Getting a whole lot more flavor than I did when we got the prickly pear. I remember thinking that it was a little bit, not quite up there, but where I say the Oh My Gourd Garrison is a 9.5 pumpkin ale, I think this is, it's got to be nearly a 9.5 summer ale. It is perfect. It is absolutely stunning. Could I use maybe a tad more flavor? Yes, but I'm starting to think that maybe that's just because of the fact that I've had it for so long. So this one might suffer a little bit from being kept a little while. But it's doing okay. And here's a, I don't know if I should reveal all, but I have been told that there is a goal going on with the Nova Scotia craft breweries, at least some of them, and some of them would like to put expiry dates on the beer cans. Some, not all. Won't tell you who and who, but it seems to be a bit of a contentious issue. As a number of them say, we definitely should put expiry dates on the cans, or, you know, like a best before, and others say, no. And I can get the argument on both sides, probably on the not having them sales, because what if product sits in the LC for a very, very long time, and then people come and try to get it, and then it doesn't sell, and all of a sudden the NSLC is like, well, we had to throw out a bunch of your product because it said it had a best before date, and we had to get rid of it by that point, so you now owe us money, so they might make less off of these things. That's the only thing I can think of, but I haven't really gotten too deep into it just yet. Top to bottom, that was outstanding. Oh, very happy to have that. Oh, pardon my... If you're watching this, you'll notice that my video only goes a certain width, and that's because my room is only so wide. But look, at the brewery that we're in, here we are in Propeller. It's just the right width. So now we get a chance to switch over to Saltbox. And while I'm switching over to Saltbox, I'm going to quickly pop up this. Oh, these are different sizes. That's very interesting. Okay, that's cool. Cool. So, from Saltbox Brewing Company out of Mahone Bay, I believe is the main area for the Saltbox one. Yes, Mahone Bay. Despite the fact that Lightship is in Lunenburg, and King Street Beer Company is in, so this has got all three, is in Bridgewater. We've tried to have this conversation several times, but despite that, I have here, and I picked it up one day because it says, the Crustacean Elation Ale. It is a 5.5% alcohol by volume beer. It just says, I have read this so many times, trying to find ways to compare it with things, and I don't think there's anything to compare it. Because sadly, I would even compare this with the oyster stout if it actually had fish ingredients. If it had crustaceans in it, then compare it with the oyster stout from Sober Island. But no, Crustacean Elation is our way of celebrating Atlantic Canada's lobster fishing industry. We use whole lobsters, oh wait, it does, and fire-roasted lobster shells to infuse the taste and aroma during the brewing process. The result is a lightly colored, lightly hopped beer with a hint of citrus and a slightly sweet and briny finish that is the essence of lobster and the sea. Try our Crustacean Elation creation. Yes, it's a mouthful, but one you're sure to enjoy with your next lobster roll. Contains lobster. Here's me saying I have read this can so many times. Apparently not, because I missed out the fact that there is fish in here. Now, I think we've tried the Beth's Black Oyster Stout on stream. I think. But mostly just smells beery. It's got a bit of a malt tinge to it, which is cool and fine. But over here on the... Okay, so this is Canadian Beer News from a while ago. Crustacean Elation celebrates the life blood of that. Dry hopped, blah, 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 and is now available. Okay, so there's nothing new outside of that on what was written on the can. I've had it for a while because I couldn't think of anything to compare it with. But now knowing, I mean, yeah, we could have done it at the same time as the Beth's Black. But then it's just the process is just while you're making a beer of different types, then the process is theoretically the same. Yeah, Beth's Black, many years ago we did try that one. We both liked it. In fact, the first time I had Beth's Black, it did taste fishy. It did taste like, you know, like fish and shells and everything. See, this just smells like a really kind of tasty, and it's actually for, it's just the ale. It's blonder than the blonde was. The summer ale was actually a little bit, I want to say orangey, but I guess if you're putting all the citrusy and the whatnot in it, then yay. This is very clear. This is nearly flaxen. This is so light. I'm quite getting a salt watery taste. I've swam in the ocean enough times that I know what a salt water taste should taste like. If that seems kind of weird coming out, but whatever. So I love on the can that I had noticed that the lobster claw is pinching a hop plant. What do we have here? Oh, good. Yeah, I'm on par for getting through three beers in an hour. If it's your first time here and you're wondering, can he talk for a solid hour? Oh, Oh, see, all I got to do is switch beers every 20 minutes, and it's always something interesting to talk about. But you'll notice that I also find other tangents to wander around on. Speaking of Halcon, one of the reasons that I was there is I was in raising money for the IWK, but we do that by holding marathons where we play video games for a marathon amount of time. For example, 24 hours of playing a video game. Or several, in my case. And I've got another one of those coming up. At the end of November, November 29th to November 30th, that's my next 24-hour charity stream planned for the IWK, and I will be actually performing that. Performing doesn't seem like the right word. I will be holding that marathon at Acadia Campus. Acadia Campus finally allowing me, letting me use their location to set myself up. I plunk myself down. I'm like, okay, here I am. Then I'm just going to sit there. I did this in the spring. It was a good time. I feel like I didn't try to do that much, but it ended up feeling like I was doing too much. And the main reasons for that, I was kind of freaking out. Friends were coming up to be a part of it, and they were trying to get a Minecraft game going, but I couldn't get Minecraft to work on my computer, so it was a bit of a fail state. Wow, this smells really good. It doesn't smell different. This smells like a lager. Infuse the taste and aroma during the brewing process, lightly hopped beer. Pale color, yes, lightly hopped, hint of bitterness, slightly sweet, briny finish. It does say ale. And honestly, I couldn't tell you what the difference is between ale and beer and lager. So let's have a bit of fun. Lager versus ale. And it's probably just going to say the brewing process. Lagers are fermented using a bottom fermenting yeast at cooled temperatures over a long period of time, while ales fermented with a top fermenting yeast at warmer temperatures and can be ready to drink in as little as 3 weeks. So lagers take longer? I now understand what these words are, because I have in my beer fridge over there my own Irish stout that we made. We put together here, lots of help from Ian, lots of advice and help from Ian, and I made my own stout from a kit that my wife bought me, and I'm looking forward to that. But it sat in the bucket for like 3 weeks, and then you put it in the secondary glass thing for another 2-3 weeks, and then we transferred it and put it all in the bottles, and the bottles are in there, and apparently after 2 weeks, the bottles are good to drink. We tried a little sip, because there was a little bit left at the bottom, and it didn't quite fit an additional bottle, so we tried that, and it didn't taste bad. So now we're just waiting for kind of the reaction to start happening, to get a little bit of a carbonation out of it, because I don't have a big carbonate-y keg system, which I also understand, because I worked at a wine and brew store. However, crustacean elation ale, faster to make, cold water fermenting as opposed to warm water fermenting, which is what you get for a lager. I kind of get what they're talking about, but whatever. Because we had to cool down ours, and I was running out of ice. That was a day. Anyway, let's try this. I caught a salty. Oh. Oh my god. I caught a salty taste off the front of that. And that tastes like lobster. That. Wow. Okay, I'm definitely getting my wife to try that. It's really good. Don't take from me. And again, I don't think you can get it anymore. But the crustacean elation lobster. If you want to try an ale that tastes literally like lobster. Oh wait, if I get her to drink it, is she gonna say I want to eat lobster now? It is a chance I am willing to take. So immediately on the lips, there's the salty. Oh, it just makes you thirsty right away. Lightly hopped beer with a hint of bitterness, a slightly sweet, I don't know what they mean by a sweet, briny finish, but it's it's fish. This is saltwater and lobster. And this is the kind of lobster, the fishy taste that I got the first time I tried the Beth's Black. And I haven't had the Beth. Each time I've had the Beth's Black since, like in the cans and whatnot, I'm sort of like, where's that? You don't normally say kind of things like this, but where my oyster shell flavor at? I'm kind of, where you do there, sir? That is surprising in how accurate it is. Damn, that's good. Okay. Chris, doesn't smell like fish. But again, first gulp through, there's the saltiness, and then the tail end is all kind of, at the back of it, salty, fish, lobster-ish. Holy cow, salt box. I mean, I'm in communication in some forms, waves, and everything with Saltbox. I'm trying to get a conversation going. I cannot wait to talk about how accurate that is. I'm hit or miss. I love some Saltbox, and I do not love others. But that is bang on. And I don't really know how to say this. It is easily the best lobster-themed beer I have ever had. It is up there with the two best shell, seafood, seashell-infused beers I've ever had. They're not gross. It works. It's really, you wouldn't think that a salty beer would work, but that is outstanding. Absolutely amazing. Would you sit down and have lots? This was a question that, I mean, this came up last week. Oh man, I need to address and get back to Luke and apologize. My sound editing skill, my live sound editing skills are terrible. I don't monitor things enough. I was watching the monitors come and go, and I thought, oh man, most of those are coming up and down at the same time, so I wonder if it's going to be echoey as hell. It was echoey as hell. I was giving it a little bit of a listen, and it, man, it's nearly unlistenable. I'm hoping I can go through. I'm a little bit behind in releasing the podcast episodes, but I'm hoping I can go through and cut it down and try to chop it and add some filters and get rid of that echo, because it was terrible. But where was I going with this? Saltbox, fish. I want to give that an amazingly high score because of what it tastes like. Oh, because I want to have two, but not more than two and not less than two. So these were the questions that we suggested putting on, or the answers that we suggested putting on the Kuva Labs answer is, how many of these would you have? Would you have one and done, or, you know, less than one and done, or you'd have, yep, if you have one, I want a second one and then I'm done, or keep them coming. Summer Ale, keep them coming. This one, the Crustacean Elation, two. I want to finish the first one and then I say, that's so wacky, let me try that again. It's a good novelty beer when you're like, that was good, give me another one. Where the weird and not so tasty novelty beers are sort of, oh, that was, whew, yeah, that, you're right, that does taste like a carrot and steak pie, you know, like a like a spicy, oh man, a beer tastes like a spicy meat pie. What kind of spices are in a Scottish meat pie? What kind of spices are in a Scottish meat pie? Easy and authentic Scotch pie recipe. Oh man, on scottishscran.com. I find the right websites. Can we make a real Scotch pie from scratch? Look at that. That's awesome. So this is, oh, can we, hot water pastry. No, get her. Lamb, onion, 1 teaspoon of mixed herbs. Typically, basil, marjoram, marjoram, I don't know. And oregano. You could use rosemary. 1/2 a heaped teaspoon of mace. Mace! That's interesting. And then you had beef stock on top of the lamb mince. Liberal amount of salt and pepper. You need half of a heaped teaspoon of mace. You need a half of it. It's got to be heaped. It's got to be exactly the amount. How much salt and pepper? A freaking bunch. Just keep throwing it in there until you cannot fit salt and pepper anymore. And I know this is the recipe for a Scottish meat pie, but this is apparently my instructive voice for the remainder of everything. This is how we're going to talk. And the method of the talking is going to be this. I gotta work on what all the other words are. I need more voice acting gigs. I wanna flex the voice a little bit more. I am a physical actor and like facial expressions and whatnot, but I'm not a person that people want to see on stage or in movies and such. So I think it might be body shape. I don't know. Maybe should I be an attractive man? I could try to work on that. Quick, 1, 2, 3, be attractive. I think it comes down. If I was in better shape, if I was like, you know, thin, could fit in suits and do different things and whatnot, maybe that would work. But I have bad news. I like beer a little bit much. So I am saving it. I am saving this. And again, is it a 9.5 crustacean ale? Yeah. Is it a 9.5 ale that has a fish flavor to it? Again, yeah. It's so well done. It's both. It's the best of an ale that tastes like fish, or tastes salty, and it's the best of just a regular ale. You can taste the normal ale, just the flat ale behind it. Really, 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 really good. Moving on. So that I can take that pretty large amount of beer, fish beer, up to my wife, lobster beer. I will, will I call it that? No, I won't tell her what's in it. Well, that seems mean. I'll just say, try this, but you need a big gulp. So, Heritage Brewing Company out of Yarmouth, Nova Scotia. They have some of these ones, and they're sort of temporarily labeled on the side. I don't know that that's quite still the case. Oh, I gotta end up in the... There we go. Now we're back in Heritage. I don't know if that's the case anymore. Because it doesn't... It says order online. You can do online ordering at Heritage Brewing, but it doesn't show me any of the cans. Oh, there's the craft beer on tap. Oh, cool. And you can click on each of them. Rusty Truck Red, Freezing Spray IPA on tap. Oh, I clicked on tap and that actually changes things ever so slightly, but it finally comes down to the Alakai NEPA 6%. There's still no picture and there's still no description. It doesn't say anything, which is fine. But what we could find, CPAT, the Alakai by Heritage Brewing is an IPA New England Hazy, which has a rating. It's just a New England / Hazy IPA. That's what it says. Alakai, the CPAT, NEIPA, New England IPA, which is usually a hazy IPA. It's a 6% ABV. And because I've been really getting into these New England IPAs recently, I'm quite a bit looking forward to this. Pardon my severed head as I run away. All right. That one made a little bit more of a hiss opening up. It's got some, Yes, this is what I was looking for. This has got, I want to call it the hazy smell. It's got the citrus blast, but also the hoppy behavior to it. And while it does seem to be coming through as a little bit light in color, it's certainly hazy in consistency, but it's just a little, could be that it's been sitting in there a while, so I'm going to let the bubbles persist, and I'm going to try to get the whole thing, the whole can, in this glass. My Heritage Brewing glass, it might be a 14. It better not be a 14. Now, that is definitely a 16-ouncer. So that should fit everything. What is hitting up here? Did I see that I had a... My site has updated. Thanks, Napoleon. Getting all of this stuff. So the Drink NS Dry, my WordPress site has updated itself somehow. There we go. Okay, so getting the remainder of the good chunky sea monkeys. Chunky sea monkey. That will be the name of our hazy IPA. Mostly because A, there will be sea monkeys in it. B, chunky monkey. You can't take chunky monkey because I think Jerry Garcia's ice cream? What is that called? Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry Garcia. Yeah, Ben and Jerry, the Garcia brothers. One of which went on to found the Grateful Dead, and the other one said, "Oh, could I borrow your name and make an ice cream company?" Jerry Garcia was all, "Sure, man. No problem." There was some delicious. I want to actually say there was some sediment coming out of the bottom of this can. Oh, yes. Oh, my. Yes, 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 yes. There we go. Look, can you see? I don't know if you can spot any of the good floaties in there. Oh, there's some good floaties. I just want to assume that that's like zest. That's just rind. That's the good stuff. But a new hazy New England IPA. Maybe it's the salty lobster water talking, but my mouth is watering for this New England IPA. So let's get this sucker into you. Sharp. Sharp up front. Very smooth. The juicy, the citrus isn't quite as, I want to say, lush as I was looking forward to. Maybe we've had this can too long, and in which case the tang has softened ever so slightly, but really good. Really, really good. And with that little bit more of the citrus pop on, I meant like full marks across the board. I thought this was going to be a bit. Every time I think it's going to be a disappointing night, it's an amazing night. And every time I'm like, I'm really looking forward to these beers night, it goes. Actually, no, that doesn't always happen. Usually when it's an I'm like really looking forward to these, it either keeps me up there, or yeah, if I overhype, it underperforms slightly. But if I underhype, it wallops it right out of the park. This is good. This is quite good. I don't know why I didn't wander towards the New England IPA when I had the chance. I think it's just that I didn't have two for the longest time. Ananda and I had New England IPAs earlier in the year, maybe just a month ago, but I think we went out and got two other ones, or did I just get two hazies? Yeah, I don't have another, the What in Tarnation, the Two Crows What in Tarnation, that's the thing. Comparing this to the What in Tarnation New England IPA would have been a little unfair, because I feel like it's been in there, we've been storing it for a while, and so therefore I think that the flavor might have suffered slightly, so it might not quite have that that burst, that pop of citrus, but it's in the smell, so I know it's there. I know that was the intent. Oh, right, I was going to have a look at my basement stash, and I've got Propeller, the Stonefruit Summer Ale. I just drank that, that's gone. Saltbox, Crustacean Elation, so weird. You're so good. Alakai Sea Path, Nipa, drank that. Don't see any other NEIPAs, so let's do a NEIPAs, no hazy. There is a hazy pale ale from Tuscott Falls still in there. So I'm told. did we drink that? Only? No, we did not drink it. It's still in there. So there's a hazy IPA still in there. This is when I have to, update my database to the best of my abilities. Do you know what else is in there? So my Irish stout that I made is in there. Ian's latest that he made from Kit is still in there too. And that one is the, I think that's his brown ale, I believe. He offered me one of those when he was here working on that. Working on getting my stout going. He took a number of, because I'm storing it for him because he didn't have a lot of space at his place. There, that should help. So he helped me with my beer, and then he took off, and he grabbed a case of his beer, and then he said, "Oh, and here's one for you." Boom, I drank it that night, and it was lovely. It was quite lovely. Need some more of this. In fact, the NEIPA. Did I reach out to Tuscan Falls? Follow-up question. If I go to Heritage, delivery ASAP, max 3 days. So I could get a bag of chips and some dip, caramelized onion dip from Wild Roots Restaurant. Hello. So the Kilometer Cream Ale is unavailable. It's also in there. And we've tried the Wheat King's pineapple stuff. Everything is unavailable. What? Are they not doing shipping things at the moment? Kilometer Cream Ale's on tap. So is the Rusty Truck. The Kolsch, which I think is in there. Gale Force Stout. They had a Nitro of that. Escarpment Labs Session Ale. Mango Kettle Sour. Blueberry Kettle Sour. Ooh, love it. Acadian Star Brown. I feel like we had that a really long time ago. Acadian Star Brown from... apparently I really liked that. Man, several years ago. But what I want to know is, can I order things and have it show up? Because, not to put too fine a point on it, I don't want to drive to Yarmouth. And because I don't want to drive to Sheet Harbor, I looked into this, contacted Steve. Well, I contacted the Instagram page for Sober Island, and they said, "Hey, yeah, just pop off an email, tell me what you want." And I put in an order, and a box of beer and a pint glass arrived. I have ordered beer, and it is mailed to my house, and I love this new world that I live in. And James is going to make fun of me, because I'm sure he's been putting in orders for beer to show up to his house. And I know he's done it, because he told me about doing it with Good Robot for a very long time. I'm sad that I can't apparently do it with Heritage here anymore. It just does not seem to be a thing. Tap, map, event, home, about, news, contact. What? So if I go home, let's try this again. Look! The Heritage... No, wait. One of the pictures is the one that I'm in front of, I think. Locally crafted brews, cans, merch. You can't click on any of these. Browse menu. This is the on tap bit. How did we find the... Subscribe to our newsletter. Can I view event calendar? News and outfits. Saturday, April 23rd will be Heritage Brewing's home brewing competition. Wow. I will have a quick peek at there. Because this is what I've learned. Putting things on your website. No one does the website thing. Everyone seems to hire Jeremy the intern to come and handle their Instagram page. So here's the most recent one from... Oh, I'm wrong. The Heritage Brewing Instagram page hasn't been updated since January. I needed that little boom, tappa, tappa, tappa. But I also linked to more than one Heritage Brewing Company. Heritage Hops Brew Company. That's a different logo, though. So, over here at Heritage's... Heritage Brew Company, that loads the right one. Yeah, okay. So it has not been updated since January. That's probably when they lost their Jeremy, the intern. They got a Facebook whatanotty posts 1 hour ago. Tag a friend that you would like to take to the game for a chance to win these tickets. So 10 hours ago. Yeah, trivia night is November the 12th. So each brewery seems to update itself in different ways. Some of them rely on the website. Some of them have really great websites. Others are very much about the Facebook page. Others are about... I haven't seen too many Twitter ones pop up. But others are about the Instagram. So this is... Heritage is apparently all about the Facebook. So I will have to reach out to them on the Facebook page. And it just, you just gotta rotate through and try to contact everybody and see what the heck is up. Can I, there's the email, general manager at Heritage Brewing. Have I emailed them? Now I'm going completely, in services, in-store pickup. Aha. Uh-huh. So if I want to talk to them, I will have to go to Yarmouth and pick up a bunch of beer, but I'll have to drive down to Yarmouth to get it. It's worth, cause, man, here's the thing. I don't feel like everyone's talking to the outliers. I don't feel like people are giving enough attention to Two Islands out in Parsboro or Backstage Brewing in Stellarton. I don't feel like everyone's getting enough of this. I did reach out to Truro. Oh, man, I forgot to follow up with Truro. Churro Brewing, Candid in Antigonish. So slowly spreading my wings and trying to just get in touch with everybody I can. So we can talk to everybody a little bit outside of it. Because I feel like the HRM ones, I root for the underdog. So I feel like the HRM ones are overrepresented. They get the good interviews. They get everybody in Halifax. They're like, oh, you want to come and talk to me? Or you want to come talk to me? And they get it all on there. I'm out a little. Not way out in the outskirts, but we're a little out here in the outskirts. And so it's nice that I can get in and see and get to some stuff in the city, but also I want to pay attention or force some attention upon the, I don't want to say the fringe ones, but the breweries that aren't in HRM, the ones that are out here in the smaller communities, because they're doing it. We've said this time and time again, they're doing it. All of this stuff is delicious, and I love it. That remains nice. It's a little sharper. The flavor isn't quite keeping up, but I think, again, Heritage, I apologize. I don't think I'm doing it justice, because I think we held on to it for a little bit longer, so the flavor might have slightly just removed itself while sitting too long. Still tasty. I love this. And I want to try this fresh. I want to come right in, but I want someone else to do the sound engineering, because apparently I suck. Oh, my nose is running again. And I'm scrolling through everything here on the Heritage Brewing Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com, Heritage Brewing Co., lots and lots of events, lots and lots of things going on there. Live music, the two times over the years that I've stopped in, there has always been live music going on. So that's kind of cool. Because, oh yeah, we were down there last year because my daughter was, she plays volleyball and she kayaks and she plays hockey. So I go all over the province all the time. And even farther than that, I was in Montreal last year. My French is so bad, I couldn't find a good Montreal craft. Small craft brewery. The Scallywags. Now that's a great name. Halloween costume party. Yeah, okay. So I got to reach out on Facebook to Heritage Brewing Company. But again, I've got the glass, so... That was me imitating Lily Tomlin from the 1989 film All of Me. Man, I wish I could be so confident in everything of all of that. All of Me, Lily Tomlin. 84. Okay, I was off by just a little bit. Apparently 6 years old watching weird, mildly fantasy rom-coms. Victoria Tennant. Yeah. Because I always thought Victoria Tennant was Terry Garr. She looks a bit like herself. She was born in 1950. She was in a number of movies with Steve Martin. Because she was in All of Me and L.A. Story. Two of my favorites. She was in The Handmaid's Tale. Wait, was that the one? Is that the one that everyone talks about? Margaret Atwood. Wait. I thought that there was a recent thing. There was like 1990. I thought it was more recent than that. I don't really know. Following years, Eddie and Penn guest starred television series. First marriage, she dated Matt Chapman from 1978 to 1982. That's impressive to do because Matt Chapman, one of the voices on Homestar Runner, I don't think he was born then. She married and divorced Steve Martin? He was her third husband? Okay. I'm learning about Victoria Tennant. You're learning about Victoria Tennant along with me. This is what happens. This is where we kind of lose what's going on. I want to give the Heritage NEPA really good marks, but I feel like it's detracted. The flavor has had to detract, so I gotta try a fresh one of these. I'll be contacting Heritage Brewery and saying, hey, let's talk and let's go over some of your newer beers because I love this stuff. I have loved a number of ones from Heritage, and I think I've still got a couple in there. I think I've got the cream ale, but it's worth a drive down. Might have to do it on me onesies. Ugh, that'll suck. Ugh. I've done it before. I'll do it again. I used to go down. I did it once. I went. I've been a couple of times, but I have definitely been on several occasions. But I have no one to thank. So I want to thank Propeller for making a delicious summer ale tasting of stone fruit and apricot and mango. And I want to thank Saltbox for making a crazy salty fish flavored beer. And I want to thank Heritage for still being there and doing your own thing and making NEPA's. Because I love the style. We are here, normally, Wednesdays, 8 to 9. I'm trying to book some more interviews and talking to some more peepheads. So keep an eye on that. You can pop into our Facebook page, or you can keep an eye on us on Instagram and TikTok. We're drinking us dry at most of all of the worldly places. You can find our podcast at all the podcasty places as well. But if you want to go straight to the source, our YouTube page is probably the best place. It's youtube.com/@drinknsdry. Or if you really want to get right into it, we are at drinkns.unsupervised.beer. We'll be back again next week. But thanks a lot for watching. Have a great night, everyone. Good night.